Yo, dudes, what's happening?
Nothing much. Just chilling in my bed. Just my nieces are here, so they're going to be making a lot of noise, so I have to hide somewhere.
Okay. That's cool. For those of you guys who don't know, we had to do a second take because some sensitive information was distributed. So that's one of the risks of getting too comfortable with recording, because we're just so chill, and but we're also very private people, so I let the cat out of the bag. So
I think if this thing does go further, I don't even know, but I think eventually people put two and two together. The people that are listening to this know who we are anyways.
Okay, yes, our rapidly growing fan base, as I mentioned. Growing by like one family member or one friend per day. Spread the word. Even if you just tell one of your friends, that's fine. We're a grassroots movement. But we're 1 minute in, and I do want to hit you guys with the intro. So I'm Shu, and I'm talking to Dooms. We're childhood friends. We grew up together, spent all our time chilling together, most of our spare time, and we are here to talk about all things pop culture. And every episode has a focus. Today, for example, we're continuing our debut drop talking about the 90s, but today we are talking about 90s movies. We are talking about 90s sports and music, and we are also talking about 90s fashion and merch, so which Dooms has a lot of knowledge about. Dooms, would you say you are quite a fashionable fellow, Dooms?
I don't know, I don't like to toot my own horn, so I wouldn't say that. I just try to read up on things, and I don't know. If I do know a lot, I do know a lot. I don't know.
That just gives me a chance to toot my own horn, because you know I'm all about toot my own horn. Okay. But my fashion, like, I'm not a fashion guy. All I have is I just love my hats and my thermals. So you can just kind of think of me as like an Asian but more muscular version of LL Cool J and Nelly.
The tighter the thermal, the better.
The tighter the thermal, the better, man. Yeah, you gotta hit up those kids sections just to make it look extra tight.
Yeah, I know why you're hitting up those kids sections. You're fucking.
I'll just grab some extra tight thermals. If they break off me when I'm in the fitting room, it the better. I know I got the right one. I just gotta find one that stretches out a little better. But anyways, we're gonna talk a little bit about fashion. Shout out to Nelly. Shout out to LL Cool J. Okay, it's getting hot in here. Headsprung classics. Mama said knock you out. Shout out to. They'll probably never listen to this podcast anyways. So we're starting that trend again. So we're keeping count. We got a shout out ticker here. So Nelly and LL Cool J, that's our first two shout outs today. What do you want to start with today?
I don't know. You watch any good movies lately or what?
I watched one that was really good. Before I get we move on further, I'm sniffling. My allergies are killing me. If I sneeze, I'm not a crackhead, okay? So just saying, I just want to get that out there. Okay, it's just massive sniffling. These guys have been making fun of me for ever since I was a kid. So, you know, yeah. I'm a sniffler. The allergy shots, they didn't work for me. It's funny because we were laughing so hard about this before, and now it's like, because we're doing this the second time around, we're just going through it. We were having so much fun with the fucking crackhead part and bubbles, but we lost that bit. But
wouldn't a recording off the phone, like, this is different. You're not around. It's a different kind of situation. It's more like a phone call than hanging out and talking, right?
Yeah. It's true. But we're trying, Dooms and I, we're trying this out, you know, remote recording, and we're just seeing how the quality sounds. It's kind of like a phone conversation. It'd be funny if we did a video thing, but we can't see each other right now, but it's not as organic, so we'll try this out in a couple episodes, see how it feels, And you know, because it's just, we're so busy, both of us, right? This gives us an opportunity to get, you know, like at the end of the night, at the end of the day, you know, during the week, we can even record. We don't have to wait for the weekend to get together. But in terms of movies, a very recent movie I watched, I believe I mentioned this to you before. It might have been yesterday when we actually saw each other in person. But I said, did I mention this Ben Affleck movie to you?
Is it the one on Netflix?
Yeah, yeah, on Netflix. So it's on Netflix right now. It's called Triple Frontier. So Ben Affleck and this Oscar Isaac dude, I think his name is Oscar Isaac. He like he plays the pilot guy in those new Star Wars movies.
Okay.
You know who he is? You know what I'm talking about?
What do you mean the newer Star Wars movies?
Like the ones with Rey and like
Okay.
Yeah. So like The Force Awakens and what's the other one? With Luke Skywalker. What's it called?
Last Jedi.
Yeah. So he's the guy, the pilot guy.
Okay.
The Hispanic dude. And then there's also Charlie Hunnam, aka Jax from Sons of Anarchy. So they're all in this movie, and the premise is that they're fucking ex-special forces guys, and they go and rob this drug lord in the jungle, and then it's, things go wrong very quickly.
Ooh, so it's kind of like Three Kings mixed with what's that other one called? Expendables?
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's not as crazy as the Expendables. It's quite a serious movie, but it's kind of like Three Kings, but less comedy.
Okay.
So it's like quite serious. Hey?
That actually sounds interesting to me.
It does. It's a great film. I watched it. And I think it's great. I would like highly recommend it. But on that topic, because this episode focused on the 90s, what kind of movies? Like, that's almost like a throwback movie, because back when we were kids, there were a lot of like special forces. Like 90s were all about like special forces, and like we're getting exposed to, like, people didn't know about the Navy SEALs, or like Kung Fu was big. So what are like kind of your like favorite movies from that era?
Had like the mystique and stuff around it, right? Like Fist of Death, you had to register your fist as lethal weapons.
Yeah,
bullshit. Like,
yeah, yes.
It's a different time, huh?
It's a different time. So like the Reza and like all of them, like Man with the Iron Fist and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Harkening like Van Damme and, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme doing the splits and shit. I always wondered if doing the splits hurts.
A blood sport,
yeah. Tom Cobb, The Quest, Kumite, right. Yeah. Predator, yeah. Predator was a great one. What about the fucking Hardy's favorite actor of all time? Huh? Can you hear me? No. Hardy's our friend Hardy's favorite actor. In those classic films.
I don't know who his favorite actor is.
Bolo, man. Bolo. Bolo, that chubby Asian. Bolo Young, the chubby Asian dude. The Mr. Hong Kong. He got like pecs on my head.
Bolo, okay.
Bolo. Bolo's in all those movies. He all looked mean. Biggest Asian dude ever.
In every movie.
Yeah. Him and he would like spray sand in Van Damme's eyes, and he remembers his training back in the day. And the Karate Kid. Fucking Karate Kid. Yo, you hear me? Shit.
I don't know what happened.
No, it was probably my Wi-Fi that fizzed out. I'm sitting in a basement right now.
Oh, fuck. Why are you in the basement? What are you, in the fucking boiler room?
Yeah, no, I'm sitting in the basement of the I'm in a basement, you know.
You can't think of the words, you don't want to give too much away.
I can't give too much away. I'm in a basement. I'm hiding out. Huh?
Is it your house or across the street?
I'm in a remote location.
Okay. Live. No.
It's across the street.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm chilling. I'm in a basement in an undisclosed location. But yeah, no, this is it's working now. It's working just fine. It's much smoother, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's actually a lot better than I thought it would be this from the recording, the way it's going right now.
Yeah, it's going well. So we were talking about fucking 90s movies, right? Giraffe. But I gotta shout out. We gotta shout out a lot of people right now.
Who are you gonna shout out first?
We gotta shout out Jean-Claude Van Damme, JCBD. Because that guy was a big part of our childhood.
Yeah. He was like world. Everybody on planet Earth loved that guy at one point.
He is. I still love that guy.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
He like looked at him lovingly in his eyes.
Who looked at him lovingly?
Jean-Claude Van Damme looked at Fedor lovingly in his eyes.
Oh, yeah. Fedor Emelianenko, the last emperor. For those of you who don't know, Dooms, can you enlighten people on who Fedor is? Some of our non-MMA fans.
He's just like that classic Russian fighter, stone cold. Dude's like built by the fucking Russians. He was like raised since birth to be this fucking crazy fighter. He shows no expression on his face. He just goes in, wrecks fucking people's faces, and then he leaves.
Yeah, he's like a Super Saiyan in real life, but he looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy without his chef's hat.
Dude, you know, he used to be big, but then all of a sudden in his older age, he became fucking the Michelin Man.
But Fedor is actually like, he a chubby dude. He was always strong. Like, he like strongman strong, but he was never jacked.
Yeah. He was never like shredded.
Yeah, he was never shredded. So we're not talking about like a George St. Pierre here. We're talking, or like a Mike Tyson. He's a tubber. He's about that ice cream. You know what I mean?
Like George Foreman, like, in his
George. Yeah, George Foreman, like George Foreman Grill, George Foreman, not Rumble in the Jungle. Yeah, he looked like he'd be selling insurance door to door, as opposed to knocking people out.
One of those unassuming people.
Yeah, very unassuming. And, you know, we're going to get a little off topic here. We're going to go right back to movie. But if you guys look up Fedor and Kevin Randleman, okay, bless Kevin Randleman. But Fedor got dumped on his head, like on his spine.
Yeah. This is MMA, so pretty much that stuff is legal. I don't think spiking on the head is legal, but I think the way he suplexed him, so
yeah,
I think it was legal. And he just kind of shook off the slam.
Yeah. He got right back. He won the fight.
Subbed him.
Yeah.
Right, or whatever.
Crazy. And Randall won the scariest looking dude. Like, that guy's scary. That guy was fucking, if you saw that guy and he wanted to fight you, you would probably want to run. Because
Cisco fights that guy.
He's menacing. He fucking menacing.
Yeah, he was scary and he was super intense and he was probably one of the most athletic people to step in a ring.
Yeah. And he's like, speaking of 90s movies, he is like, he basically looked like what Wesley Snipes looked like in Demolition Man, but he looked like a 100-pound big.
Yeah.
And he was a beast. But 90s movies. If you could recommend anybody, I'm gonna throw out some. This is happening live, guys. We ain't bullshit. We got no script. This is unscripted shit, right? Unscripted shit. I'm hyping this shit up, right? I'm like Fat Man's Hoop right now. I'm hyping shit up right now. It's a Funkmaster Flex shit right now. Alright, so I'm hyping this shit up right now. We're picking. I'm gonna throw out fucking categories at you. And I'm gonna be like, best whatever category movie, or best movie with whichever actor. who defined the era, and you gotta, I'll give you like 10 seconds to think.
Okay.
And I can actually tell when it's 10 seconds because I actually have a fucking running clock right in front of me. All right. So, yeah. Best Jean-Claude Van Damme film.
Okay. There's a bunch.
You have to pick.
Okay. I don't know.
First thing that comes to your mind. Huh?
I was thinking either Bloodsport or The Quest.
Oh, Bloodsport or The Quest.
I probably said that. Just because it made him the most popular. That's a movie that every kid loved watching. And then it kind of had a little bit of everything in. It had the revenge aspect, the friendship aspect to it.
Yeah.
Because he was friends with that American guy, right?
Yeah, the biker guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the biker, the biker tubby dude, the Roy Nelson looking guy. Yeah. And that guy almost got killed. And there's always, revenge was big back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still big now.
Right?
Yeah. And the quest was...
One thing I liked about Bloodsport, there was that one guy that was always a different animal when he fought.
Oh, yeah. The guy who would like roll around and shit like that. They had a same guy in The Quest, that Turkish guy, the dick grab.
No, fuck. Wait, am I mixing those two movies up? Or?
Okay, there's Bloodsport and The Quest. And The Quest is like where they get the letter in the mail. It's like Street Fighter. So they go to like this Gobi Desert, like in the middle of the goddamn desert. Like,
yeah.
You remember that? That's The Quest.
Yeah, okay.
But there's a dick grabber in there, the guy from Turkey.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's like wiping the sweat off the forehead with his thumb or whatever he does.
Yeah. He would like roll under some guy and like grab him by the dick and just crush it.
Anything goes, man.
You and I watch. This is another. We're giving you bonus recommendations today. Sacred Games, which is a great show. Remember Sacred Games?
Yeah. Sacred Games. Yeah, the nut grabber. Was like an Afghan guy?
Yeah, the Afghan guy. So we have the Afghan ball buster. He literally bought the ball. That was his worst torture. Like, anytime he didn't trust some guy, he was like, yo, you take my money? And he would like grab him by their dick, grab him by their balls, and like crush him.
Fuck. That's a death sentence right there.
I know, but the actors' faces, like the agonizing faces they had to make when they were getting their ball. That was so funny. But Sacred Games, great, great Indian crime drama. Watch it on Netflix. Okay.
You can answer me this one thing about that show.
What?
Did you watch the entire thing?
No, I did not.
Okay, then you're fucking missing out on one of the fucking... it's one of the biggest twists in that show.
Okay, yes. I watched the first three episodes. I usually stop at a third or fourth episode.
How can you recommend the show when you only seen three episodes?
Okay, fine. But I'm only recommending.
Fuck, man. Why? You can't make recommendations of shows that you stop watching. And we even talked about this last time we hung out.
Okay. You're co-signing off this.
This first season is really good. I enjoyed it, especially since it's a show from India. You don't really see too many of those.
Yeah,
especially those crime dramas.
And it was well made from what I've seen. From whatever limited exposure I had to the show, it was well made.
Okay.
I gotta add a disclaimer. It's like fucking asterisk, like fucking five different asterisks after my recommendation. it's like when you see those medical pharmaceutical commercials on TV, and it's like, yo, taking this drug may cause you to stab yourself in the head, may cause you whatever, you know, may cause you to go limp as soon as you whip it out, whatever, some shit like that.
Oh my god. But okay, what other show you only watched three episodes of are you gonna recommend?
I won't do that anymore because we have a friend, okay? And we're using another close friend of ours whom we talked to yesterday, but we are his name we're gonna call him the son of Ben. Okay.
The son of Ben.
Ben's son. Yeah. But the son of Ben, is often a victim. He's been often victimized by me in this way because I always recommend shit. I would tell him to play and download a game, man. Tell him to join my clan in the game. And he would join this clan and then he would be like, yo, we gotta do a raid or we gotta complete this.
That's driving it.
And then I'd be like, yo, I deleted that game like 4 days ago.
You even did that with me.
Oh, yeah.
Download the game that's like the PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah. PUBG. Yeah, it was like PUBG. Yeah, and we were shooting at each other. That's a classic. We should just play that game live and record it while we're playing it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because it was pretty funny. Yeah, this guy, Doom's right here. You know, the Brainiac. He was like, I'm gonna set this up for you. So we were all playing. We were playing like we're doing now, and then we were playing this game, and then. there was this gunshot like psh, and then he's like, yo, someone's shooting us, yo, fuck. And I was like what the fuck. And then like 2 seconds later he's like, oh, that was me. but it was
cool using the fucking screen, you know what I mean.
It was hard. We were talking at the same time on the phone. The phone is not perfected for gaming, but that was super fun. But we talked about one movie that we mentioned this before when we were doing the roll call. Okay, what's your biggest, if you had to pick, we're going back to the questions, Alien or Predator, if you had to pick?
Okay,
like if you had to pick someone to be like, if you had to pick one of them to fight for,
I would pick Aliens.
Oh.
Yeah. To me, it was more like suspenseful. It's a little bit more sci-fi.
Who would win in a fight, though?
I think it would be one-on-one.
Yeah. They can't get the fucking...
I think it would be the Predator.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
Predator?
Because he has all the gats and he has a lot of technology. He has the stealth. Or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what they do. What they do is they hunt down animals. So that's their shtick. I don't know how that fucking get some money, but that's all they want to do all day is hunt bullshit.
I don't think they get money. I think they just do it for fun.
That's what I don't get. Like, what is their home planet? What do they do? Are they just balling wherever they live and they can just go around fucking being like Donald Trump's son? Shooting shit.
they're hunting down some Stormy Daniels out there. but no, I think I don't know. Like, I just think, remember, did you watch that new version? Did you watch that? Okay, there's been a lot of iterations of the Predator, right? Like, there's the OG Predator, which is like the get to the chopper. Remember, like the one. That's a classic Arnold one, the best one. And with Carl Weathers, the OG, Apollo Creed's in there. And that's a classic one. But that's when people started tripping out because there's this invisible thing hunting people in the woods. But the one after the sequel.
Ventura's in there too, right? You just see the body?
Yeah, he was in there. Yeah, Jesse the Body Ventura, ex-governor of, I don't know where, what was it, Nevada?
I don't know either.
yeah, but famous wrestler, ex-governor, just interesting guy. And
governor wanted to host a show about fucking this conspiracy theories. That's just fucked up to me.
Who? Jesse Ventura?
Yeah. He's a conspiracy theory show.
I'm not gonna shout it out because I'm about
Bigfoot. They're fucking chasing after Bigfoot.
Should we shout out Jesse Ventura right now?
Sure. Fucking WWE.
Okay, shout out to Jesse Ventura. Shout out to Vince. Oh, that comes with our next segment because that's part of entertainment. But we gotta talk about WWE.
Oh, we also gotta talk about UFC and what happened.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk about.
Yeah.
We
hang out right now.
Nah, that's my Wi-Fi. So that's fine. That's actually, I planned for that to happen because that's a sound effect that we inserted just to,
Dude, man, how do you watch porn? Now? Your internet's so flaky.
Yeah, I don't watch that stuff, man. Like, it's not a...
Okay, well, what do you follow on Twitter then?
Oh, shit, this guy, this has been the beans. This is I'm not gonna talk about that infamous episode when I liked the picture and it was like, not gonna do. But we were talking about fucking Predator. So yeah. There's the Danny Glover one where actually the sequel wasn't that bad if you've ever seen it.
That was a sequel, right? Danny Glover?
It was like in the hood and he was fighting all these Vatos Locos guys.
At the same time, he's trying to survive from the Predator.
No, the Predator was fighting the Vatos Locos guys and the Predator tried to kill, he killed all those essays.
Oh, shit.
And these guys were like hardcore gangbangers. So like the police, like Danny Glover, he was like, what the fuck? Because, like, these guys had, like, fucking automatic weapons and shit, and the Predator just fucking killed them all. It was like in the hood.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
But number one, climbing up the storm drain or whatever.
Yeah. And he was, like, in this guy's house, and he would, like, reach out when the guy's, like, brushing his teeth and shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine brushing your teeth and having fucking a Predator fucking come through while you're brushing your teeth? That's not fun. Yeah, she's a hello po show. classic time. So,
I like aliens. So, like Ripley, like strong female character.
Yeah,
there's suspense because it's you don't know when the aliens are gonna pop up. A lot more sci-fi stuff. There was the infamous alien popping out of the stomach scene.
Oh yeah, that was gross. They kind of try to do that with the new one, Prometheus, right?
They fucked it up.
That was a fuck up though. So was that new Predator. Okay, the new Predator movie wasn't that bad.
I never watched New Predator, so I can't really say.
See,
I can't really recommend shit without watching it. Just like
I watched it, and the new Predator movie wasn't that bad. And I also watched the one before that, the kind of newish one, the one with Adrian Brody.
Oh, is that the one where they're like training the humans or whatever?
Yeah. So they all end up on this island and it's all like the quote unquote toughest motherfuckers on the planet. So they got like this Yakuza guy. They got this like Russian Spetsnaz guy. They have like this fucking Brazilian bumpy police, like Alice Braga, the Brazilian chick. They're all there. Adrian Brody's like ex-special forces and they're supposed to kill each other, right?
Okay.
But how is
Adrian Brody one of the toughest guys on earth?
Well, I don't know. See, that's why it wasn't that believable because you know, Adrian Brody was famous for being the pianist, right?
Yeah.
The pianist, not the penis.
It sounds like that's what you're saying.
No, the pianist. He played piano, not the penis. Okay.
Yeah, he won the Oscar for that, right?
Yeah. Great Oscar speech talking about his friend who served in the army and all that stuff. Tears streaming down his face. Shout out to Adrian Brody. Shout out. I respect your craft. You know.
At first, I thought you said Adrian Broder. I'm like, when was that guy in a movie?
Adrian Brody, bro. Shout out to Adrian Brody.
He hasn't been in a role in forever.
Yeah. He's, I don't know. He dropped off the map, but, you know, he was good, man. Like, I mean, I for him, like, I thought he was, like, up there with Christian Bale in a couple of his movies, and then he's got that sad face. Like, he always looked like he about to cry.
Melancholy face.
Yeah, but it's either, like, he about to laugh or he about to cry.
Okay, I got one question for you.
Okay.
What do you think the best actor out of that generation is?
The 90s, you mean?
Yeah.
The best actor, all the action films are hands down, period.
I'd say action movies first.
Action movies, I would say I'm gonna go with Arnold, because I do.
Okay, so is this Arnold when he like returned to action films because he came back with True Lies? That movie was really good.
Okay, this
that was like his triumphant return to action movies.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is Arnold like in the 90s because like he had a diverse, he had Kindergarten Cop, he had Red Heat, okay? Which
He's a Russian guy, right?
Yeah, he was a Russian guy. He had obviously Terminator, which were like, you know,
I think that's 80s. I think Terminator's 80s, so.
You like
Terminator 2, that was crazy.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the one where it fights Liquidator. Like that guy was fucking famous for that fucking one movie, but he was like epic. We all remember that movie.
Yeah. That guy was scary.
He was really scary. He scared us when we were kids. Like you were actually legit scared of that guy.
Yeah.
And he's just diverse. Like he was funny, lovable in Kindergarten Cop. He was fucking, and Arnold had the best talent for, he had a talent for saying jokes with a straight face.
Yeah, that was kind of his thing.
Yeah, he could fucking like not, like that's what made him so funny. Like he could, Commando was that era too.
Was it okay? Yeah,
Commando was the 90s, and you know, the Conan movies were like the 80s, right?
Yeah, I think that those were like his first ever action roles. Conan,
yeah, yeah,
like he was a tree trunk of a man at that point,
yeah,
he was massive,
big dude. So, I would say for me, it's Arnold, okay?
Okay, you know what? I agree with that. I don't know when all those Rocky movies came out. I don't know when the Rambo movies came out.
I love Sylvester Stallone too, but the first Rocky came out in like 1972.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's so, so by the time we get to the 90s, it's fucking Tommy Gunn. It's fucking Rocky V.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so
that's why I didn't include him. And then Rambo started in the 80s, but Rambo was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Rambo.
The newest Rambo, the one where he's in the jungle or whatever.
Fuck, the newest Rambo is so good, man.
Yeah.
So good. You watched it, right?
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh man, remember when he got that guy that, okay, we can't spoil it, but remember when he got he made the guy pay for all his crimes and shit?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm talking about the same one. Is this the one where he's on the 50 cal and
like, yeah, he's on the 50 count. He's just fucking running. And then when you see those boats coming, those gunboats, and all these fucking Cambodian soldiers in those gunboats, nothing against Cambodians. I love Cambodia, but he was in Cambodia or Burma or something like that. And then those guys are coming in their gunboats. And then when you see him just fucking blow at them, and then like just that they just fucking disappear into a fucking mist of red.
Yeah. That was great. It's just the imagery.
Yeah, yeah, and just the power from the fucking, you could just feel it through the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
he's just like, a really talented guy in certain ways, Sylvester Stallone. I never knew, when I first like saw all his movies, I didn't know he wrote most of the stuff that made him popular.
He did, and little known fact, okay? I don't know, I'm pretty sure you can find this on the internet. Shout out to Sly Stallone. But he probably won't listen after I say this now. But apparently this dude was like, apparently this dude was like considering like, or was part of softcore porn. That's where he got his name.
Why are you bringing this up?
Look it up right now. Yo, look it up right now if you're by a computer. That's where he got his nickname from, the Italian Stallion.
Oh my god.
Look it up. I'm looking it up right now. Are you listening to me right now?
I thought you said you never watch this kind of shit.
No, I'm just saying, it's a fact. It's like the fucking Red Power Ranger turned into a porn star or some shit.
I think people just made BS about that.
Sylvester Stallone porn. Okay. The Party at Kitty and Studs, made in 1970.
Make sure you put your browser on incognito before you search that.
Oh. Yes. So it said it got 2.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Which, and, and,
This movie is called The Party at Kitty and Stunt. It was made in 1970. According to IMDb, it's a pornographic film slash softcore pornography. It runs at 1 hour and 11 minutes, and it got 2.8. And the Wikipedia entry says this. The Party at Kitty and Stunt, better known under the alternative title Italian Stallion, is a 1970 American softcore adult film and is Sylvester Stallone's film debut. I stand corrected. I mean, you stand corrected. Fuck.
That choice of words.
Yeah, no, listen, man, I'm telling you. But this guy, man, he went from like being a gay, not a gay boy, a straight boy, face off. Let's not get nothing wrong with that, but Sylvester Stallone, he was.
You're just hoping it was gay porn. That's what you're going to say.
Yo, this guy. Oh, man, yo.
We got to. Oh, we're going to have to fucking start all over again, you fucking asshole.
We're going to have to start all over again. Okay? I can tell you right now, our friends will be laughing when they get to this part.
I'm laughing.
Oh shit! All right, hold on. So he is, but yes, he was in fucking softcore porn, and that was his first acting. And but shout out to Sylvester Stallone, who made a career out of Rocky and Rambo and Assassins and whatever came after the Expendables. And he did, you know, the world is blessed because he chose to go a different path instead of, you know, boinking porn stars for a living.
Yeah, but you know what? He probably just did that role to kind of find.
He got a dick up on the competition
for Rocky and shit like that.
He was really giving it to the competition. Yeah, he was that's getting a dick
third up leg up on the competition.
So yeah, that's so I think our movie segment is pretty good right now because we've got about half an hour in. Yeah. I don't know.
We're just kind of bouncing around, right? I know we're never really talking.
Okay, about okay. So I'm gonna say rank. We're gonna wrap up this segment, and I gotta with our rank your top five '90s movies. Like we're gonna go by category. So we're gonna go.
Do you want?
Okay, I'll go first. We're gonna go top best action movie since we were talking about best action movie of the '90s. And my best movie of the '90s. Mm. My best action film of the '90s. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna put this in this era though, even though it was 1988. Okay, but it was like pretty much the '90s because all the sequels came in during the '90s. And I'm gonna go best action. I'm gonna go Die Hard.
Okay.
Yeah. Nakatomi Plaza. Bruce Willis, the OG. I'm gonna go Die Hard. Not like best action film of the '90s. But you gotta pick
there's just
one.
So many good action films.
That's like 6 minutes of silence. You pick one yet? We should probably move on to the next segment.
Yeah.
We had to cut that the middle segment, but the first one's fine.
Yeah. So the action movie I chose, it was either True Lies or Demolition Man. Or maybe even Bad Boys. I like Bad Boys.
Oh, shit. Bad Boys is definitely...
Bad Boys is a dope movie. Yeah.
And that's a low-key underrated flying beneath the radar recommendation.
But that's like a Michael Bay movie, right? That guy, when he was first starting out. I don't know if he was starting out, but... earlier film of his.
Yeah, yeah. That movie actually had a lot more cursing when you watch it as an adult. Yeah.
And talking about watching movies again, people on the internet, they're up in arms about Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Because he's transphobic. Yeah, have you ever watched Ace Ventura?
The Dan Marino one. Because Dan Marino was supposed to be the criminal.
But not Dan Marino. It was their kicker.
But the ladyboy. The ladyboy.
Yeah.
You know what though? Like, I get that. You know, I'm not against trans people. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, right? But I mean, it was me during a different time.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean? It's kind of weird to me when you kind of go back in time and start persecuting people. Although wrong is wrong.
But you can't like, it's a different time. Like, you can't I feel like, yes, you could say like, yo, like, I mean, that was transphobic, but you can't like crucify him for it, because like, I mean, back, like, you know, it's like, I mean, you can laugh at stuff like that, but it's not like, you know, let's say you have a friend who's trans or you are trans yourself. It's not like, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm Asian and you're Indian. If somebody says like, man, y'all, you know, you Asian, you know, like if somebody says like, you know, you and your greasy ass salty Chinese food, I'ma eat it and I'ma you know what I mean, like, but if you, it's
that's the worst Chinese insult ever.
you a short little sneaky eye motherfucker or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But if you said that, but if it's kind of like the intent, like you look at stand-up, it's all based on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like Dave Chappelle made a living off, like, you know, making fun of like caricatures or like black people or white people, but he did it in a way where it was like people laughed about it, but it wasn't like over the top offensive. You know, like, you know what he meant. Like, you know, Dave Chappelle was like, he, you know, he's not trying to like bring black people down, and like Ashley Larry is like a fucking hood stereotype of, you know, like a, just like a fucking, you know, but it's not like, you could still laugh at it, you know, like I get, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that is true. People just quick to, I don't want to say cry about things, but complain about things.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to bring attention to that, but I mean, it's just, I don't know, like, what's next?
It was very insensitive what they said, but like you said, it was a different time. I don't know if you can go to Jim Carrey now and point the finger at him and be like, you're transphobic, because that's a long time ago. And I even understand where Kevin Hart's coming from when he says he did make those anti-gays, whatever, jokes or whatever he said. I don't even know what he said, but to apologize for something that he did like 10 years ago and for something that he said he already apologized for, I don't know. To me, he's a different person now. He's not as he was back then. It's about being exposed to different situations when you're exposed to a lot more people in that industry or more people that are like that. You develop a different opinion about things. And it's about growing up. Grow up, you gain life experience, and your thoughts, your opinions change about things.
So I mean, I think it's just, you know, and sometimes people laugh about those things. It's like that Christmas song. Remember that Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside? Remember this past Christmas?
About that too.
Yeah, people were banning it, and it's like, yo, like, you know, like they're saying that song implies that the man's forcing the woman to stay and like not letting her leave, and it's like, it's a, like, entrapment, or it's like date rape. Like, I mean, it's just, I think it gets to a point where it's like, where people are just like, you know what, enjoy the thing for what it is and live your life the right way. You know what I mean?
People are fucking complaining about that. Did they listen to some of the songs that are out right now?
Yeah.
They're making a shitstorm about a song that was written 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. And you got songs about, like, you got songs telling kids to fucking do drugs. And
yes.
Yo, you're fucking making a big deal about this song when it's like, you got literally tons and tons of music. Like, no artist has been forced to be apologetic by saying, yo, let's fucking do drugs, let's do Molly, let's do this, let's do coke. Yeah. Like all that shit is
coke asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, you hear that all the time, and it's like, hey, you know what? Like, nobody's fucking saying shit about that. So I'm just saying, like, I mean, a lot of people have, like, I understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, you can't take it. You just, I think a lot of people are just taking it too far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, on
speaking
that
of note, fucking songs,
yeah,
or the fucking R. Kelly song when he is in, I don't know if it was Ethiopia or whatever.
It's, yeah, yeah. Oh man, it's a.
That motherfucker's guilty, they should just play that song at his trial, and yeah, he will get locked up that fucking second.
Yeah, yeah. So if you, yeah, if you YouTube, I will send this clip. It was a rough clip, man. This motherfucker is pretty fucked up though. So we ain't gonna shout him out though. But I'm not gonna lie, you know, the kind of shit that you said about Cosby, like in the last episode, like R. Kelly was a big part of like our childhood growing up. Like, you know, not in, you know, like just in his music. Like his music was everywhere. You know? Yeah. Like we listened.
He was one of the biggest artists ever of that time.
Yeah, like I remember when we were listening to Make It Rain. Remember that track? Oh, Make It Rain. And I, you know, like, I mean, he has some of the catchiest production. He has some of the catchiest hooks. And it's unfortunate, you know, that he's this kind of person, that he's this kind of monster. And like, now people are banning his music, and it's just like, you know, he did really make good music, but as a person, he's disgusting. And just to know that, you know, like, you know, like, I mean, you're taking a stand, like, you're, you know, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm gonna go out and say, like, I still like R. Kelly's music, and I think he made great music, and it kind of sucks that, like, we're like, yo, like, you would feel bad about listening to his shit, you know what I mean? Like, you would feel bad about listening to his music.
Yeah.
Yo, Dooms, I think we're laughing right now because this is, we're giving you guys a look at, how we do things, but this is like full transparency here, but we did the first part remote recording,
yeah. And
we're doing the second part. Whenever we find time and do it in person, we're doing this in person to get a better feel. The remote recording actually worked pretty well.
Yeah, it is what it is, though. It's not like we're here together right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But it was good.
Yeah, it was really good. So what we are gonna, you know, we just talked about, you know, R. Kelly and his music, and obviously very controversial figure. Not controversial, there's no controversy about whatever fuck he did. He pretty much did it, you know. So like, I mean, he's just, you know, that sucks. You know, we were just talking about how like we can't enjoy his music now, really.
Yeah, there was all that media stuff and the documentary that came out.
Yeah,
it's people have been complaining about this a long time. There were a bunch of articles that were out before the documentary came out too, and nobody gave a shit at that time.
Yeah, and even I mean Dave Chappelle did "I'm gonna piss on you" skit, and then
no, but then there in the newspaper there were stories about one of the girls coming out and saying,
"Oh yeah, yeah,
I was this, I was that." Even the parents came out, nobody cared.
Yeah, yeah.
Until it was put on TV, put on documentary.
Yeah, and then everybody did kind of like a old shit.
Even like this Michael Jackson thing that came out now. Nobody cared when he's going through the trials. Now all of a sudden people are up in arms about it.
No, but I think we're just living in a different time right now where people are like,
people believe it's fake news too, right? Like,
Yeah. It could be. We who knows?
Take shit for face value when they really shouldn't. But not saying that people fake shit about R. Kelly, but
you never know what's real or what's fake now.
That is true.
You never know. And I'm not, we're not defending R. Kelly. Yeah. By all accounts, he seems like a fucking mental patient. He's got some issues, but.
Yeah, a long history of all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's probably fire sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and in his case, it's probably very real fire, but we'll move on from this R. Kelly.
But you can't even forget, Jay-Z did a song with R. Kelly too, after that trial, or another trial that he had.
Yeah. I mean.
It was a not guilty song.
I don't know. I can't remember.
If you look it up, he had a song with R. Kelly. He supported R. Kelly in a way.
The Hove.
Yeah.
Yep. Ace of the Ovi.
Yeah. The used to be good buddies at one point.
They all used to be good. R. Kelly used to be a good baller. He used to be a good hooper.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, he played basketball with like some of the best in the city in Chicago.
Master P too.
Yeah, Master P tried out for the Raptors.
Yeah, Raptors and the Hornets or something. I don't
know. Yeah. Got a Master P. It up. Shout out to Master P, who might listen to our show because of the Canadian connection. I'm going to shout out his son too, Lil Romeo.
Yeah.
Because DeMar DeRozan of Raptor fame.
Okay.
He actually, Lil Romeo, supposedly Lil Romeo made the USC team. USC, University of Southern California. He made the team.
Lil Romeo made
the team because of DeMar DeRozan, because he's one of DeMar DeRozan's best friends.
That's
he's like
good,
riding his coattails. That's but he was a great basketball. He was solid basketball player in his own right. People wonder if he didn't know DeMar DeRozan had it, would he have made the team?
Yeah.
Or if he didn't have a famous dad like Master P. But they're really good. And
as long as he's solid, you know what I mean? He serves the purpose of.
Yeah, he's a great ball player. He's, you know, he's better than I'll ever be. So there you go. And I always like to think of myself as like an Asian Michael
Jordan.
Hope
dreams, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
I heard Romeo, Little Romeo used to be, he's a super smart kid.
He was. And his dad made him like hit the books.
Yeah.
He's a smart kid though.
Yeah, yeah. He is smart.
Yeah, yeah.
He had
there's
one movie though, didn't he?
I don't know. They all have movies. Like Bow Wow had like 10 movies.
Yeah.
And he had
I was going to say it was Like Mike, but then that was Bow Wow's movie.
Like, yeah, yeah, no. Bow Wow wasn't Like Mike.
Put on Michael Jordan's dirty ass shoes.
Yeah. 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 That was pretty funny.
Yeah. They weren't even Jordans, though, that he put on.
They were fakes.
Yeah.
Made in China.
Just like you.
Where all the fakes come from. No. We got to draw the line. We got to draw a line. Okay, we got to draw a line. That's crossing a line right there. That's crossing a line. We about to start some political shit right now. Shots
of
fire.
Right now.
Yeah. No. But we ain't talking. We that's some sensitive material. This guy always got to bring some sensitive material up in his shit right now. So, we're gonna come back to the movies because we want to wrap up with going back to the movies. So we talked
we already talked about fighting movies.
Well, yeah, we talked about action films. What other what comedies would you say were really good? Memorable.
I already mentioned The Bad Boys. That's like an action comedy.
No,
right?
But there were a lot of buddy cop films in the '90s.
Yeah.
Like Lethal Weapon.
Was Lethal Weapon '90s?
Yeah, it was definitely '90s.
Okay. Then there was a bunch of Eddie Murphy movies.
Yeah.
No, Eddie Murphy.
Beverly Hills Cop. But Beverly Hills Cop 2 was 90s. Okay?
Okay.
They go back to Detroit. In the second one.
Yeah.
And
was Nick Nolte in it?
No, that's 48 Hours. Bro.
48 Hours.
But same thing. Eddie Murphy was in them.
Yeah.
Okay. So all these classic films. There was, what else was there? But like pure comedy.
There's fucking Sinbad was big for a little while.
Sinbad was not Sinbad the Sailor for all y'all old people or super young people. This is like we're talking about like Sinbad the comedian.
Yeah. Black dude earring on one ear.
Yeah. He tried to like look like a pirate.
No, he didn't.
Because Sinbad. Is that why?
No. Tried to look like
okay,
a
so his
pirate.
Actual name was Sinbad.
Yeah, his name was Sinbad. This is real. I think his given name was Sinbad.
Who names a kid Sinbad?
I don't know. His grandma probably named him.
Why you gotta call your kid Sinbad?
Probably.
You gonna call your kid Alibaba? Like... You gonna call your kid Aladdin? I don't know about that. Sinbad's one of those names.
Nemo? He's a famous sailor.
Yeah, but who names a kid Nemo?
I'm pretty sure there's.
You want your kid to look like a fish?
He's not talking like a fish. He's a sailor. It's an Indian guy.
No, but he's in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 50,000. The Jules Verne story where they they're in the submarine.
Yeah. That's because he was a famous sailor and he sailed all around.
Nemo means no one.
Means what?
No one.
No one?
Yeah.
Is that why he took the name Nemo?
Yeah, because he fucking hidden in the sub.
He's a fucking pirate then.
Yeah.
He wasn't a pirate.
Yeah. He was just chilling.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he was in a sub.
Really?
Yeah. That whole story was like people didn't know subs existed. I know. Jules Verne. He was the guy who wrote Journey to a Center of the World.
I'm pretty sure there's an actual guy named Nemo.
Like a real person?
Yeah, a real pirate named Nemo.
Oh shit, you can look it up right now.
And then there was the gentleman's thing.
Oh, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Yeah, yeah, that was not in the 90s, but that was Sean Connery. And there's some fucking vampire chick in that show, in that movie. And there was that some invisible dude. Anyways, it's based off a comic book of all these historical figures, like Dorian Gray and like the guy in the picture.
Wait, what?
That motherfucker got a picture of himself. He like fall in love with himself and shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, no, no, it's a story. Don't worry, it's by Oscar Wilde. It's a famous literary piece. Okay. Yeah, yeah, don't worry.
You're up on your literature.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna drop some knowledge. I'm gonna drop some knowledge right now. But
Captain Nemo is made up. It's a fictional character.
Yeah, dude rides around the subway.
I thought he was real.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a real guy named Nemo.
Okay.
Somewhere, probably looked like a fish though. But looking kind of orange, looking like a clown, clown ass fish. He clowned, but finding Nemo, yeah, Nemo has been found. Doom's found Nemo.
Yeah.
So, it did not. It did not. What we are going to? So yeah, best comedy of the. Of the 90s. We can't go into shows though. We talked about it last time. So the best funny movie of the 90s. National Lampoon shit were in the 90s.
Yeah. There was Dumb and Dumber too.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber has got to be the funniest film in the 90s. Hands down. Funny as fuck. Yeah. All the Jim Carrey ones were funny. We talked about Jim Carrey. Talked about Ace Ventura and the controversial shit. Yeah. But Jim Carrey was legit. He was legit funny.
Yeah,
and Dumb and Dumber was probably the funniest movie of the 90s.
He has like the physical comedy, and he was pretty smart comedy too. He was in Living Color, and Living Color was a crazy show.
Yeah, he was. And then the Wayans brothers were on there.
He was a token white guy on the show.
He was, and Wayans brothers were on there. Who was it? Yeah. Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx was on
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah.
And those other, I don't know. I don't just want to say black people, but they're just like some of those famous comedians. They weren't like the tip top famous.
Oh, you're like, talking like D.L. Hughley.
Yeah.
The D.L. Hughley. Bernie Mac.
No, Bernie Mac wasn't on that.
Nah,
but I forget their names.
But okay, but Bernie Mac had a show.
Yeah, Bernie Mac did have a show.
Oh, bless Bernie Mac. Yeah, bless Bernie Mac. But
he was good in the Ocean's movies. I liked him in that.
He was also good in fucking Above the Rim with Pac.
Okay,
He was a homeless dude. The guy who was crazy. And he went to school with his older brother, Leon. Remember Leon?
Oh.
Leon had that one name.
Yeah.
He's a cool cat. He only has one name. Right? Anybody who has one name, you know they're fucking fucking king shit.
Yeah.
Who else has only one name? Famous celebrity.
Prince,
yeah. Cher?
Cher.
Madonna?
Yeah.
They got one name. They don't give a fuck. Yeah. That's it. I wish people would know, you know, one day they're going to be like, yo, shoot, yo, dudes. That's it. That's what we're going to be called for the rest of our lives. If these shout outs actually work.
It's your given name in a different way, right?
Yeah.
To people around you.
That's true. So, okay, we're going to, consensus.
Other movies?
Consensus, Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber? There's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
That's Friday. Not like funnier than Dumb and Dumber, though.
No, Dumb and Dumber.
I guess it just depends on what you like.
But Friday, what about the sequel? The sequel came out after the 90s. Friday after next.
There's next Friday and then Friday after next, and I think they're making one more, aren't they?
The essay was the funniest part.
Yeah. Aztec Warrior.
That's animal cruelty, man. When he's trying to kick the dog and they're on top of a car, he's like, yo, homie, that's animal cruelty, man. No, that's what's the big dude's name? Tiny?
Fuck. I think it was something.
It's like Tiny. Yeah, the guy who's like, your stuff is my stuff.
He used to be in WWE for a little while.
My stuff is my stuff. Your stuff is my stuff. Yeah. Yeah. All those, yeah.
Classic. Knock the fuck out.
Don't worry, we're going to have a WWE pro wrestling segment.
Yeah.
We got to have
it. We could probably do a one show on just like Jim Carrey movies.
We're going to do, I'll tell you right now, we're going to preview the next show.
How so?
The next show, and you have to listen to this. We're going to do a fantasy draft of WWF characters.
Okay.
That's
What do you mean? You're going
to... Like, I get to pick one.
Yeah.
This is a sneak preview. I'm hyping up. Shout out to Fat Man Scoop because I already shouted him out. But I'm hyping this up, right? We are going to, I'm going to pick, like, or you're going to pick, whoever gets the top pick, you pick, we pick our stable of wrestlers.
How many?
I don't know, but we got to go deep, though. Okay. And then we got to pick different eras and shit. And then okay. we got to pick specific members. Like, we got to have one guy as, like as the hero guy.
Okay.
And we got to have one guy as, like, the heel or the villain. Yeah. And then we got to pick one manager. We okay. got to pick one chick.
Okay.
The diva.
Yeah.
And we got to pick, like, we got to pick one tag team matchup.
Okay, one
tag And then team. We got to pick a hardcore matchup. Like, somebody okay. who's really good at using weapons and shit.
Okay.
And then we got to pick, like, we could have categories for, like, best high flyer, yeah. best sub,
we need
best signature. We need
the professor on this one.
Oh, yeah, we do need the professor, our mutual friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to bring some just desserts. Yeah. So yes, we need the professor. We need some, back in the day when we used to all, procure our WrestleMania
NWO
footage.
NWO was the shit during that
yep,
time.
Yep, yep. Razor Ramon, fucking
Kevin Nash,
a.k.a. Was it Diesel?
Yeah.
And then Hulk Hogan with the complete new rebranding.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then Hulk Hogan and Rock at, like, WrestleMania 19.
Did you ever watch the time where Hogan turned heel?
Yeah.
The fucking leg drop? You even watch him, man?
Yeah.
Like, people just went apeshit. People trying to jump into the ring.
Yeah, because they thought it was real.
Yeah, their hearts were broken.
We knew one dude. Remember, we knew one dude in high school who shall not be named, but he thought wrestling was real.
You gotta give me a hint.
Asian dude, but he was reading the newspaper every day.
Fuck, man.
No, don't say his name.
Trust me, man. There was like
don't so say. Fucking... Okay, we went to school with, like, our whole school was either, like, East Asian or Southeast Asian or South Asian. Yeah. That was our entire school.
Come on, man.
There was like one guy reading a newspaper. Dude, how many Asian dudes read a newspaper every day?
No.
Motherfucker brings a newspaper to class every day.
This dude
rolled up to class with a fucking newspaper every day. That's all I'm going to say. I can't. Okay, I'll tell you after. Okay. Some people listening to this show who were forcing to listen to this, they probably know this guy. Motherfucker runs newspaper. Shout out to this Asian dude who listens to newspaper, who reads newspaper.
Up on them current events,
huh? Yeah. He's probably listening to this show. He's like, fuck these guys. So,
he's a weird guy.
Yeah. We went to school a lot of weird guys. Okay.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
He's just straight up starting a Twitter beef right now. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm a Kim Jong-un this bitch. I'm gonna just press a bunch of buttons right now. I'm gonna launch some shit into the air right now. I don't give a fuck who I hit. He's like shooting in the dark like plop. It's like when you play a video game and you hide behind a box and you're blind firing and shit. He's trying to tag some motherfucker right now. He like, all y'all weird Asian dudes out there, I'm gonna call y'all out right now.
You're a weird Asian guy.
Oh shit. Shots fired on this podcast right now. But we gotta insert the gun sound effect.
Dude, we should set up the microphone on my laptop. We can have, like, with some of those buttons.
Oh, we should.
We have, like, the air horn in the background.
Yeah. We gotta do the air horn. Okay, so right now we have time for Would You Rather.
Okay.
Two movie Would You Rathers, and we'll wrap up our, you know, our shows usually run. We decided to keep it an hour, but they're probably going to be an hour and a half because we have so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You guys, listen to this.
Yeah, I think we wanted this one to be 45 minutes. But
yeah, no, fuck. That ain't happening. Yeah. Just listen to this when you're, like, fucking cleaning your house. Or, yeah, you know, and if you don't clean your house, you're a dirty ass fuck.
Vacuuming.
Yeah, go fucking clean your house, okay? Just clean your house, listen to our show, okay? We're trying to help you clean your house, okay? Just fucking put your...
We're Marie Kondoing.
Yeah. Shout out to Marie Kondo. She's never listening to this show. He's gonna be like, fuck these fucking rude, barbaric Asians. I'm all clean. I got that Japanese work ethic. But she's not gonna swear. She's gonna secretly swear inside. She go full, like, fucking 100 clothes right now. Just
gonna punish herself in my fucking
Yeah, she's like, fuck, I can't believe I listened to 10 seconds of these bitches. He's like fucking rolling socks and shit. No, for real though. We love Marie Kondo. I think she's like, I think, you know.
I think she has that fold machine.
We gotta get Doom's sister on this show because she's
using some of her.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know what? All the power to her. I know we joke. I know people make fun of her.
And I think but she does do a good service. Like,
yeah.
So people need to simplify that.
Yeah, house. Some people don't know how to clean. Yeah. And it's good. It's a minimalist approach. But would you rather? Okay, we got a good 5 minutes. We're coming up on 18 minutes here.
What's the topic?
You can think of a question. The topic is movies. Two would you rathers for movies. Okay.
All right.
So do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay.
Unless you want to do like a break and then we'll kind of think and then we'll come back.
Okay, we're going to break. We got a message potentially from anybody who wants to sponsor us. Potentially. Okay, we're trying this out. Okay, we're not selling y'all out though.
Yes. Yeah,
so if somebody says, yo, you want us to help, you want us to sell like fucking Tide Pods, we'll be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Because we ain't selling all that the Tide Pods you can.
But listen.
And then buy some more.
Yeah. But we ain't about that life. So if we definitely like, we're fucking grassroots guys. We just want to make sure like we're not going to sell out. We ain't fucking advertising for whatever. Okay. Oh, this motherfucker looking at me right now. You can't see it, but he's like, speak for yourself. As soon as I get a good sponsorship, I'm starting my own show. But for real though, I mean, you know, some people have.
Yeah, but the way it works, you just slot in.
Yeah.
Like a marker that says if you guys have ads.
Yeah. Here. And then some people, and we actually get to see these companies. So if they resonate with our values, we will say, hey, what's up? Check this out. You don't have to do anything. You just got to listen to our show.
Hopefully it fits within what your guys' interests are. And
yo.
What our interests are.
Yeah, shout out to motherfucking Nike. Come on, man. Come on, send me some free shit right now. Okay? I don't need you to get paid. Just send me some free clothes. Okay? We both need some free clothes. Okay? So,
you can end up the outlets of the fucking sale we had recently?
I'll tell you right now. Shout out to motherfucking Nike. We gonna get if we get
some fucking dope ass shoes last year.
If we get sponsored, we gonna be the first two people to get sponsored by saying motherfucking, and we gonna get sponsored. Okay, no. So you guys gotta help like us, subscribe us. What's our Instagram?
It's the Homeboys Podcast Homeboys Podcast.
Yeah. So we just made an Instagram. Please follow us on Instagram. That's the sound from my phone. It's running low on battery, but we'll finish this. Dooms. Dooms a fact checker. So he's checking it out.
Homeboys Podcast.
Yeah, it's all one word. At Homeboys Podcast. Okay. It's Homeboys with an S.
Yeah, we'll probably add it to the bio.
We'll add it to the bio. At Homeboys Podcast. Hit us up. Give us a follow. We will announce when the next episode is going to drop. And please follow us on, subscribe to us on Spotify.
Yeah, we'll make a Facebook page soon.
Yeah.
You got an email too. I forget what it is. That is now.
Huh?
Remember I sent you the email?
Yeah.
I just don't remember what the email is. If you guys want to send us hate mail, just fucking send it there.
Yeah. Hate mail. But we going we gonna fucking report y'all ass. We're watching. But would you rather is the first question.
Let's do the break first.
We'll do the break first. Yeah, we're doing the break. All right, welcome back. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah.
So we're wrapping this up right now. Would you rathers? We're doing our fan favorite. I don't even know what is fucking fan favorite. We're just gonna call it that. So fuck anybody who doesn't.
It's been our favorite.
Yeah. It's been our favorite. All right. So
come with dumb shit.
But I
think we're just trying to top ourselves from the last time.
But every episode is going to be better than the last.
Yeah.
So you know what?
Keep topping it.
Y'all got to just keep listening.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to miss, if you're going to miss the best episode.
Yeah, we the best.
Yeah, we the best. As DJ Khaled say. Okay. What's his son's name again?
Assad.
Assad. Shout out to Assad.
Yeah.
Shout out to Assad.
Can't understand this.
It's all good. This is like a time capsule. 10 years from now, he'll be like, yo, these motherfuckers shouted
me. Why the fuck are they giving DJ Khaled his own shoe? That's what I want to know.
Because he the best. We the best. He made a career out saying that.
Yeah,
Lil Jon made a career out saying what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I'm sorry.
Yo, no disrespect.
Yeah.
All right. So, what we are going to do right now.
Yeah, well, let's start. Let's start.
We're doing Would You Rather. Yeah. So first question, you want to do yours or you want to do mine? Well, we're both answering it, but you want to do the honors? Which one y'all?
Okay, sure. I'll go ahead with mine. So,
okay.
I was just going to stay on the topic of like Jim Carrey stuff.
Yeah.
So would you rather be Jim Carrey from Liar Liar?
Yeah.
So you got to tell the truth and you can't tell a lie.
You got to speak up a little bit, man.
Why?
Because I don't think you can capture it.
We didn't even listen to this.
Okay, whatever. Keep going.
Anyways, it's Jim Carrey from Liar Liar, so you can't tell a lie. And
you can never tell a lie.
Yeah, you can never tell a lie. You always gotta tell the truth.
Like, you're compulsively forced to tell the truth.
Yes.
All right. You're being compulsively honest.
I know
honest.
That would be hard for you to do.
Oh, shit. I just make shit up just to tell.
The problem, you know that.
No, no, but I never lie about important things.
Yeah, you don't lie.
I just joke about stupid shit to people I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
Being half white, whatever that George guy's brother.
Oh, George Nozuka. Yeah. Oh, okay. Don't get it started. Okay, that's only usually it's meant in a past life talking to chicks, and anyways. It was in an effort to get some phone numbers. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Okay. You're saying it didn't work any of this.
No.
Okay. Go back to the question.
Jim Carrey, Liar, Liar?
Yeah.
Or Jim Carrey from Truman Show? So your life is not your own. It's crafted as a show. And that, I don't know. Yeah, and you're not aware that it's... Yeah, you're not aware that it's a show.
Okay. So...
But you know something's off. Just
okay.
like he did. Yeah.
I will have to go with Liar Liar because I think I turn over a new leaf and I think I can tell the truth all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll be pretty tough.
And then but you feel like your life won't be difficult?
It will be.
Only telling the truth?
It will be because let's say you're walking on the street and some dude's like, yo, do I look, yo, man, I'm about to see this chick. Like, do I look ugly? Am I whatever? Like, let's say this dude got, like, you know, an eye on the top of his head and an eye on his chin. I'd be like, man, yo, you ain't fucking see that chick looking like that. You better put on some face.
Okay, well, wait, let's hold up a second. It doesn't mean you got fucking, what the fuck's that illness called when you just start saying shit?
Tourette's.
Yeah, it's not that you mean you have Tourette's. You can keep your mouth shut.
Oh, okay. You can keep your mouth
shut. Yeah, if you just don't walk down the street, see an ugly person, be like, you're fucking butt ugly. You just don't fucking go around saying that kind of shit. But if someone asks you a question, like, why don't you want to come out today? You're not just going to say, oh, it's raining outside.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I think I'll be okay. I think it would be somewhat difficult in certain circumstances.
Yeah, sometimes you do want to tell, like, a white lie or whatever.
Yeah. But you have the option to stay silent.
Yeah, no, but if they ask you a question, you can't keep your mouth shut.
Okay, I get it.
It's if you're walking down the street and you look at someone that's across the street, you don't yell at them.
Okay, but they have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see it being tough. What will you do?
Yeah, I think it would be Liar Liar too. Just because you're not in control of your own life with the Truman Show.
Yeah. They manipulate.
Yeah, and they will purposely put you through harsh shit.
Yeah, or
for the views, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like your significant other is someone they put there. They're like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or like your family even, like it's fate, right?
That's, yeah, your family's up their own, and if someone dies, that's just them getting written out of the show or whatever.
Yeah.
Even though you go through the pain of them, for all you know, they're dead, right?
Yeah, did you know that in Japan there's a big industry where people can hire actors to play family members?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, YouTube it.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up, yo.
What, you like, you'd be like, be my brother for a week?
Yeah. There's this girl, she didn't know her pops was hired to play her pops.
No way.
Yeah,
her mom hired a dude.
Yeah. Husband. But anyways, this is YouTube link.
Wow.
That's we sad. Will we'll put the YouTube link in the episode notes.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah. We'll just type it in. Okay. But anyways, to wrap this up though, we have the last Would You Rather.
Okay.
All right. Last Would You Rather. So Would You Rather? Now we talked about movies. This episode is very movie centric.
Yeah.
So the focus is on 90s movies and two legendary 90s actors. Okay, and we talked a lot about action films because we're really, you know, we love them. But would you rather have the career of Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, okay.
AKA Tax Dodger. Yeah. Shout out to Wesley Snipes for dodging taxes.
As a ghetto poet once said.
Yeah, yeah. More money, more problems. Yeah, yeah. And he probably won't be hearing this from prison. But
he's in jail. He's back. He's out.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He's gonna come for your ass.
Oh no. I'm gonna put him on ice so he wakes up like 100 years later. But he's
that was a dope movie.
It was. You mentioned it as one of your favorite movies of the 90s. And would you rather have the career of 90s legend Wesley Snipes or another 90s cinematic legend, Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal. What movies was he in?
Under Siege. He was in The Glimmer Man.
Okay.
He was in a lot of fighting movies.
Yeah, he was.
But think about his career, like, in movies, but also beyond that.
Okay.
As like Anderson Silva's consultant.
Okay, that's bullshit. That was a farce right there.
Well, but he's still in movies.
He took it so seriously.
He did.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be Wesley Snipes. I think he had the more iconic roles.
He did. Because
Blade is like still the shit. Back when superhero movies weren't doing so good, he was the best superhero movie at one point.
Blade was kind of like Black Panther before Black Panther.
Okay.
You hear what
but,
I'm saying?
But I think they kind of did him wrong in the last movie that they did.
Oh, Blade Trinity?
Yeah, he only had like one fucking line. And then
yeah. The story about guy.
Although it did add a fresh take on Blade because he wasn't the main focus. He can't keep doing his story over and over again.
That's true.
That's what I understand that. But they might bring Blade back.
Which is good.
I think they were going to do a show. I don't know what happened with that.
They were trying to... They're thinking of doing Blade and Moon Knight and...
Moon Knight would be
and,
pretty
good. And Ghost Rider for Netflix.
But now
all the Marvel shows are off Netflix now.
Yeah, they're trying to get
rid of them. So I don't know what's
going to happen. But they might have Life on the Disney Plus, which is they're developing right now.
That's true. But
because Disney has stakes in Hulu, so they probably got some of that shit going on to produce their own... subscription service.
Yeah. So that's definitely so you would pick Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes, hell
yeah. I'm picking Wesley Snipes, the OG.
Yeah, okay. even though he went to jail.
Even though I shouted him out and said and called him a fucking tax dodger, which he is. Okay.
He did,
But
who hasn't in that kind of position?
I don't know. That's scary.
Yeah. Steven Seagal did some dirty shit.
Well, Steven Seagal.
He has a family in Japan. He just fucking left him. He's like, I'll come back for you, but he never did.
He has a son. I'll be back, but he never returned. Yeah. Dang, man.
Yeah.
That's rough.
He's a dirty guy.
Oh. So Steven Seagal. Fighting words.
Yeah.
But we, you know.
He's a bad guy.
He rough. He's in a corner of Anderson Silva. So I wouldn't wanna be part of Steven Seagal's entourage. He did, you know, and I agree. Wesley Snipes, we're in consensus thing.
Yeah.
Both Lyle and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, and Demolition Man was a better movie than anything I think Steven Seagal put out.
Yeah.
And he was in other movies too. He did some more recent ones, but they were more straight to video stuff that were done overseas.
Yeah. White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Nino Brown.
Yeah. Money Train. Money Train was a big one, too. Yeah. Damn. All right. We got this. Well, it looks like we're about just over an hour and a half. I think, Dooms, what do you think? Should we wrap this up?
I think we should.
We're wrapping this up. It's close to bedtime for both of us.
Yeah, I gotta get up early.
Early mornings. So, we're signing out. We got to do a recount of our shout-outs. Re-shout them out. Fuck, I don't remember. Okay. First, shout-out to Nelly and Ello.
Yeah, Nelly.
Shout-out to... Who the fuck we shout-out? I don't fucking know. We shouted out Nemo, I think.
We found his ass.
He lost and found. We shouted out... Shout-out to Wesley Snipes.
Yeah,
shout-out. All the power to him. Fuck Steven Seagal. We ain't shouting them out. We said fuck him. We gotta have a shout out list and a fuck list. fuck those guys. Fuck this motherfucker. But we have who else we shout out? We shout out a major guy.
Fuck.
Shit. What? We shout out a major dude though.
Yeah.
We always miss him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Son of Ben, who we mentioned in this episode. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to the hot chick in Sacred Games.
Hey. Oh yeah. Dude, which one are you talking about?
Nah, the escort chick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Shout out to her. I don't know her name.
I don't know her name either.
But I like the show. The scenes with her in them.
Buddy, only the three episodes you watched.
Yeah, yeah. She was in like 20% of it. I don't, you know, fuck the ball buster. I don't like that guy. All right, man.
He's on the fucking list?
Nah, fuck him. Fuck it. Not literally. But all right, we're signing out. Good night. Peace. Good night, Vancouver. Good night, the world. Peace. Holla. Goodbye.